the Word of God. From the Scriptures. The Quran is the Book of God. It has been preserved in its entirety since its revelation to the Prophet of Islam between c. 610 and 632. It is a book that brings glad tidings to humankind, along with divine admonition, and stresses the importance of man's discovery of the truth on a spiritual and intellectual level. Translated from Arabic and commentary by Maulana Wahdatuddin Khan, when the sky bursts open, and obeys its Lord as it must, when the earth flattens out, and casts out all that is within it, and becomes empty, and obeys its Lord as it must, man, having striven hard towards your Lord, you shall meet him. He who is given his record in his right hand shall have an easy reckoning, and he shall return to his people, joyfully. But as for him whose record shall be given to him from behind his back, he will pray for utter destruction, and he will enter the blazing flame. He used to be happy with his own people, for he never thought that he would have to return to God, but he will indeed. His Lord was ever watching him. 84:1-15. Whatever is related here about doomsday refers apparently to an unknown world. However, such evidence exists as points to its veracity. An example of this is the present world itself. The very existence of the world proves that another similar or different world may come into existence. Furthermore, certain extraordinary aspects of the Quran prove that it is the Book of God. I swear by the glow of sunset, by the night and what it covers, and the moon when it grows full, you will progress from stage to stage. What is wrong with them that they do not believe? When the Quran is read to them, why do they not fall to their knees? Indeed, those who are bent on denying the truth reject it. God is quite aware of what they are storing in their hearts. Therefore, give them the news of a painful punishment. But for those who believe and do good works, for them there shall be a never-ending reward. 84:16-25. In spite of such clear indications, there are those who do not believe in the hereafter and live out their lives without ever taking it into account. Such individuals are certainly committing a crime which is deserving of the punishment mentioned above.